This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
It is too early for you to be yelling.
What time would you like me to yell? Because I'll set an alarm.
106.5 The End.
It's time for War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. And Audrey is on this morning. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Derek and Audrey have been together almost a year, and this was their first Christmas together. Derek is out of work right now, so when Audrey got a sweater from him, she totally understood. But a week after Christmas, she was using his laptop and got curious, started to snoop around. Audrey, you found an email. What was in that email?
Well, it was an email from a jewelry store. It was an order confirmation for a pendant necklace. And I didn't get that necklace on Christmas.
Okay, so this was ordered prior to Christmas.
So, like, I don't know who the necklace was for.
So you were doing some snooping.
Mm-hmm.
What did you? Is there something else that made you think maybe I need to look into his stuff? Or, like, why were you snooping?
It's not like I got on his computer to snoop. I was using his laptop and his email was open and I saw the email.
Okay.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Derek on the phone. We're going to offer him the roses and we'll see if he sends them to you, Audrey, or to someone else. Okay. You'll be able to hear the conversation. You just got to stay on the line. All right.
Okay.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, can I speak with Derek?
Yes, this is he.
Hi, Derek. This is Layla from, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Absolutely, yeah. If I don't have to sign up for anything or do any extra things.
Okay, great. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Oh, could you please send it to Audrey?
Okay. And then before I get Audrey's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
That's nice. You know, let's just, this year's been a year, so let's just do, here's to an amazing 2021 together.
Okay, very nice.
Derek, let me interrupt for a second. This is the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. There's no roses for you today. This is a segment called War of the Roses. We're calling you because your girlfriend Audrey asked us to offer you roses to see who you'd send them to. You passed our test. You know, you sent them to her, but she kind of had some suspicions that you might be seeing someone else.
What? No, yeah. I'm not seeing anyone. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing anybody.
She thinks that you are, and it's because of, and she admits this, she did a little bit of snooping after Christmas, but she saw something for a gift that's pretty romantic that she didn't get.
Audrey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on with Derek.
What the hell? Why would you do something like this?
I mean, what if you, like, saw on my emails that I was buying gifts that for somebody else, like, wouldn't you be suspicious, too?
You always do this. You always, like, spiral out of control and go to the worst possible scenario.
Who is the necklace for, Derek?
It's for you. Look, I ordered the necklace for you, okay, and it never came in the mail. I've been trying to get a refund from the jewelry store so you can credit it back to me so I can get another one for you.
That's very plausible.
Well, there was a thing that was happening right before Christmas talking about how if you didn't get your packages out by today, they absolutely weren't going to show
up. Oh, really?
And it was like 2 weeks before Christmas. So, like, because the Postal Service knew that they were going to be log jammed.
I mean, it does suck, Audrey, that you were snooping.
Had she found something and he was cheating, then the snooping made sense.
Yeah, but she didn't.
I know.
I mean, if you had just relaxed and just not looked at my email, then maybe it would have came on later again. They would have gotten you the gift and we would have been fine. But now there's all this doubt in me.
Doubt about what? Our relationship?
It seems like it's coming from you.
I mean, he's got a good point.
Derek, I didn't get on your computer to snoop. I was using your computer, and I saw the email from the jewelry store. Wouldn't you, you know, be curious, too?
Audrey, you would have had to scroll through, like, weeks of emails. I mean, it wasn't right at the top. It wasn't bolded. It wasn't unread. You literally would have had to search for it.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, I appreciate
what else
that.
To say.
We've talked about this, Audrey. Just don't go to a negative, scary scenario as soon as something like that pops in your head. Just talk it through and think, logically, is Derek the kind of guy that would do this? No, he's not.
I get why you do that, but he is right. You it doesn't help you to do that.
I get that, and, you know, we've talked about this before, and I really care about you, and I keep thinking that you're gonna, like, I don't know, break my heart or something.
I would never do that. You're the most special woman in my life.
I think that the solution here is that you give me the necklace.
Okay.
If you need to bust a cheater on War of the Roses, email the wake-up call at roses@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.